Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The ocean is central to our efforts to address the climate crisis. It is a clear indicator of the damage caused to our planet by climate change and an important part of the global effort to stop or even reverse global warming. This is a critical decade for the planet, and time is not on our side, said Acting Assistant Secretary for International Environmental and Scientific Affairs, Jennifer Littlejohn, at the Our Ocean Conference.
With each day, the ocean gets warmer, more acidic, and less productive. Sea levels rise and storms worsen. The survival of life in the ocean, from the smallest corals to the greatest whales, is on the line. And so too is food security, economic security, and the prosperity for us all.
However, while time may not be on our side, we have the power to act now. We have the power to act together, said Acting Assistant Secretary Littlejohn. And we have the ocean on our side.
Ocean-based climate solutions can deliver up to 35% of the annual greenhouse gas emission cuts needed in 2050 to limit global temperature rise to 1.5 degrees. These solutions include decarbonizing the shipping industry, restoring and conserving ocean habitats, promoting renewable energy, and more.
With so much at stake, this is again the time for credible, concrete action, said Acting Assistant Secretary Littlejohn. The United States is committed to achieving our 30 by 30 goals for the ocean at home and globally, and we invite all countries to join the Ocean Conservation Pledge to commit to conserving and protecting at least 30% of their ocean waters. During the 2 days of the Our Ocean Conference, the United States announced 57 commitments valued at more than $500 million.
We are announcing nearly $230 million to support ocean-based climate solutions to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and improve climate resilience. We are announcing commitments to address IUU fishing, demonstrating our long-standing commitment to responsible fisheries management and ocean protection. And we are committing over $78 million to combat ocean pollution, including $14.5 million for the End Plastic Pollution International Collaborative, or EPIC.
Our challenge and opportunity are to build on the incredible momentum for action and reverse the decline of the ocean, said Acting Assistant Secretary Littlejohn. Let us continue to work together. The time for ocean action is now.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.